In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, back to your program approaches. Let's continue our talk about Romans chapter 10 and how beautiful are the feet of the preachers. You know, we were saying that, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So in this, you know, you can see like four stages. First of all, calling on him. This is the last stage actually. Because after believing in him, they will call on him. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Before which, the second one, the hearing. How shall they hear without a preacher? Before which, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And the last point, how shall they preach unless they are sent? In other words, you know, your call as preacher will help you to be a missionary. You have a mission. So this will end up at people's faith, and because they believe now, they will pray, and by their prayer they will be saved, and also they will start another circle of missionary work. So your call is the start of the process of salvation of many, and you know, also helping others to start missionary work. Again, it was written, how shall they preach unless they are sent? And it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. So now you see that the most beautiful mission is related to the most beautiful result. The most beautiful result, I mean, the fruits of preaching is the salvation of many, and also the most beautiful field, that there is a real change in the world, world of peace, world of happiness, world of righteousness. So this all started by beautiful mission, or you know, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. You know, by saying gospel of peace, that means that we are preaching a mission of peace, story of peace. We are helping others to get this peace from heaven on earth. And also gospel of peace and glad tidings of good things. So blessings and goods, you know, these are the fruits of the Spirit. When the people believe in God and, you know, follow His steps, they can bring fruits, spiritual fruits like love, joy, humbleness, peace, every good thing. And this end up, you know, by eternity. Again, St. Paul was saying, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Adiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So Adiah was complaining to the Lord from the Old Testament that very little number of people believed in our mission. Who has believed our report? Also, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. St. Paul said once to his disciple Timothy, not all have faith. So although faith, we should deliver or tell everybody about our beliefs and deliver the message of salvation to everybody, but you know, not all are supposed to believe, because many will reject, many will not accept the belief in God. So this kind of fruitful missionary is not always reachable or achievable. So we preach the word of God, but we do not focus much on the fruits. on the change, or on the transformation of people, because some of them will reject. Some of them prefer to stay in darkness. Not all people love the light of the Lord. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the final, you know, verse of this passage. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Simply, they cannot believe in God who they did never hear about. So we need to tell them the truth, and many of them will accept it, and, you know, starting praying and living the Christian life. So simply, when you go to anyone or to any community, they do not know God, and they are ready to accept the message, start by the Bible study. One of the Gospels you can start with is St. Mark's Gospel, because it's easy, it's the smallest one. And just commenting on the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and telling the truth in the Gospel of St. Mark, this will help many to accept the story of salvation and asking for more and starting praying and then going to the sacraments of, you know, baptism, Myron, and being a member in the church. Now they are on the right track. So it's important also to choose the verse when it comes to, you know, you don't have much time to present your talk. You need to pick the verses which, you know, helps you to explain the story of salvation in a short way. And also, you need to present the Bible as trusted book, and you believe in this book, and you believe this is the word of God, the word of life. I was found by those who did not seek me. The Lord said once, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. So for many people, we will see that our Lord Himself showed Himself clearly to many, and they are waiting for us just to put them very simply to know Him clearly and to know the way through the church. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the Word. St. Paul was saying, just pray for us so God may open a door for us. So we need to pray just to opening some doors to give the people the message of the Lord. To speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. So again, back to the verse we started with, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. So it's not even saying how beautiful is the tongue of the preacher, no, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. So when you go to anyone, your feet are very beautiful in the sight of the Lord, because you are doing some effort and taking the word of God to save many. So the gift of speaking, you will be given, just go and try to preach the word of God, and don't be shy. Just let Him use you in the salvation of many. Glory to God. Amen.